What's up, guys? Welcome to my podcast. This is my guest, Haven Piedra.
Hello.
He's a Steelers fan. Juju's his favorite player, by the way. So, I got my guest here to talk about a couple things. First off, UCL finals coming up. Manchester versus PSG. Then you have Madrid versus Chelsea. Boys. I forgot his name. Guys, wait. Hazard going back to Chelsea to face Madrid. I mean, to face Chelsea as a Madrid player now. So, who would you say is your favorite national soccer team? So I know you don't know much about soccer. Like, just a nationality. Because you're from the United States, but do you prefer Mexico or USA?
Mexico.
My man. Smart decision. But there's a lot of stuff going on with Mendy having a 75% chance of winning the UCL finals because there's three Mendy's in the cup. The best part about this is today's the NFL draft too. Very important news. Cowboys better draft Patrick Surtain. I don't want Kyle Pitts. Great tight end. Not good for our offense. We have too much people already, you know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be good. Maybe? I mean, he's like a Fonto Steelers. That's too much.
Yeah.
Way too
much.
But what position would you want, ideally?
What do you mean?
Yeah, like, what position would you want your team to draft? Like, a good player on? I would say your team needs a running back, but I don't know what you think.
Maybe, yeah, I got running back.
James Conner, you know, he's not with the Cardinals. I don't know if you heard about that. Small signing.
Yeah.
Chase Edmonds under the buzz now because, you know, he doesn't have a starting position anymore because of James Conner. Useless running back. No offense. I know that was your old running back. You really liked him.
Wait.
Great thing that he beat cancer, though. Great thing.
Yeah.
Juju signing with the Steelers again. I think that was really good.
Beautiful.
But he turned out a Chiefs offer with more money and a better quarterback. May I mention? So, how do you feel about that? Do you think that was the right decision for Juju to turn that down and go back to Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Why?
I mean, Juju doesn't make a lot of money, but he got his homies back.
I mean, he got Claypool back, you know.
Yeah.
But he also had more TikToks than catches this season. Want to talk about that for Claypool?
Let's talk about that.
Uh-huh. But he had 4 touchdowns against the Eagles sometime. This is good. Thank you for beating the Eagles. I hate them.
We also beat y'all.
It was a close game.
Yeah, sure.
The Cowboys had a third-string quarterback. If y'all would have lost, that would have been something.
Yes.
But we had the... We copied the Minneapolis Miracle with C.J. Godwin. Great A player. Tony Pollard, right now. One of the best kick returners for Cowboys. Hopefully he comes back for a cheap deal, you know. After his rookie contract ends, because Ezekiel, he's not cutting it right now. My favorite player on the Cowboys, he's not cutting it. Hey, don't respect Zeke like that either. But personally, I would say Zeke Elliott is a great player. He got signed for a lot of money, though. Who do you think wins the Super Bowl next year? Like, honest prediction. No bias.
Okay. My prediction is, of course, I would say my team. But,
it's bias.
But.
They
but
suck.
It's not. No, they don't. All right, but. I don't know, because there's really good teams. Here.
Y'all lost half y'all's team, so you know that's not gonna work.
I would say Chiefs, but they lost to the Buccaneers. So I don't know.
The O-line has improved a lot, though. They signed Orlando Brown Jr., great player, by the way. I think he has a lot of potential for the O-line. He's gonna be insane for them. Patrick Mahomes is gonna have targets.
I don't know, to be honest.
They could draft Anthony Schwartz, you know. That'd be a great pick. Could make the triple cheetah team. That'd be great if he can catch. Personally, I would say my favorite team to win the finals for basketball is probably, I would say the Hornets, but you know, they lost LaMelo.
So it's not going to work out.
Hey, LaMelo's rookie of the year if he wouldn't have gotten injured. Great player. He's definitely better than Lonzo. No offense towards Lonzo. But if basketball is great right now, it's pretty fun to watch. But all these super teams are being built to be LeBron, basically. He's like 40. What are your thoughts on this? He's 35.
Wait, what?
They're trying to be LeBron James. That's what all these rosters are made for, basically.
Bro.
Do you think this is a smart idea?
That's what you want to be. I'm not going to hate on you, but like, maybe not. It's not such a smart idea.
I mean, you're stuck in a loose LeBron. I mean, like, it's an honest answer. I personally think he should be staying out of politics, though. It's a basketball thing.
Yeah.
Like, if he's supporting his people, I understand that, but he's saying too much now, man. So it's kind of dumb, but James Harden might be an MVP potential this season. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. My favorite player is James Moran. Who's yours?
Like on the team?
No, just basketball in general.
I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. The NBA is very talented right now. Probably one of the best things. Soccer. Who do you think will be eliminated first out of the UCL? The two teams. PSG or Manchester?
PSG.
Yeah, I like that because, you know, they are losing 2-1 the second leg right now. Real Madrid or Chelsea? That's probably the most important one. Think we'll get eliminated? Real Madrid or Chelsea?
Madrid.
Okay, so that's a good pick. Chelsea's got Timo Werner right now. He can't shoot. He's gonna get fired for shooting.
Yeah.
Like, if he would have shot Tupac, he'd be 49 now. I mean, like, that's a fair point. Man has not been able to shoot. Club wise. National, great player.
Yeah.
Then Modric, you know, man's old, but, you know, he still got it in him. He still got that shine. Who do you think wins the UCL? Manchester? Chelsea?
Ooh.
One leg. Who do you think wins that?
Chelsea
wins that. I like that prediction, but I think Manchester wins it. Aguero promised them a UCL championship before he left. He's leaving this year. Time's ticking for him. But that'll be all, guys. Thank you for joining our podcast.
Bye.